Molly studied him for a moment, then dipped her chin.
As you wish, Captain Solo, she said. But I would feel better if you...
Then we have a plan,
Hans said, cutting her off.
Now all I have to do is figure out a way to make it work.
He turned to survey the lab, looking for ways he could use it to draw the Kalumai into a trap and survive long enough to take them out. Lit in bright blue tones, the facility had a cold, sterile feel. Han counted 5 aisles lined with 8 vats each, 40 in all. Like Bacta tanks, each stood vertically and had a clear plas front. Instead of Bacta, however, the tank was filled with a green, viscous liquid that was so cloudy and thick that the occupant could barely be seen. Bardoon's gravelly voice rumbled out from a distant corner.
Over here, Captain Solo. This you will want to see.
Give me a few minutes,
Hunt called back. It was impossible to see what Bardoon was doing, and given the fiend's sadistic nature, Hunt wasn't sure he wanted to know.
I've got to disable this airlock.
I will give you 2 minutes,
Bardoon replied.
No more.
Hunt heard a whir in an aisle to his right, and he and Nohali stepped over to look. A pair of bipedal, slender-faced laboratory droids was moving from vat to vat, monitoring the readouts and vital signs. More droids were crawling overhead, big spidery things that ticked through a gleaming maze of feeder pipes and filter lines. And both kinds of droids were taking too much interest in Han and Ohali. Several of the spidery droids had scurried over to peer down from the edge of a boxy air duct, while one of the slender laboratory droids had stepped away from his duties and was coming up the aisle to meet them.
Great,
Han muttered quietly. The last thing they needed was an audience.
Any idea what the setup is in here?
Unfortunately, yes,
Ohali said softly. Ignoring the droid coming toward them, she pulled Han into the next aisle over.
I was brought here several times, and the Krefts were just beginning to experiment with Force-sensitive biots.
Han raised his brow.
You mean like Ditto?
Precisely. As you have seen, they have some way to go before perfecting the technique. Force-sensitivity seems to interfere with the mental development of biots.
She led him about halfway down the aisle and pointed to a vat.
But they keep trying.
Peering inside, Han could just make out a blurry blue form matching Ohali's size and build. She leaned her blaster rifle against the vat, then touched a control pad on the front panel. The interior lit up, revealing a half-formed Duros. Its flesh appeared to be growing, or maybe coalescing, over a naked Vanilloy skeleton. The thing's eyes popped open, and it began to paddle its arms, using its still, fleshless hands to bring itself closer to the clear plas panel. The facial features were incomplete, and there was a long bulge forming along one cheekbone. Even so, Han knew that when the thing was finished, it would look more or less like Ohali.
Still having a few problems, I see,
Han whispered. He pointed at the bulge along her cheek.
Will that go away?
The answer came from a cheery, synthetic voice in the aisle behind them.
It's quite unlikely.
Han turned to see a slender-faced lab droid coming toward them. It was probably the one they had ignored earlier, but it was hard to be sure. They all looked identical.
They rarely do,
the droid continued. Its gaze shifted toward the vat in front of them.
In all likelihood, it will fail its next quality control inspection.
What happens then?
Han asked, hoping to hold the droid's attention until he could locate its primary circuit breaker.
Do you just recycle her?